Well, hello and welcome to our Transforming Lives program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and it's a pleasure being here with everybody. I so love what I do in hearing all of these stories of transformation physically and financially. And today, wow, hold on to your seats because we have the amazing James Murphy with us. James Murphy was at Celebration and he was backstage. He was lined up with the 100 pound club members and hint, right, for his story. And he was almost at the very end. He was second to the last. And as I was cruising through backstage and I was giving high fives to the entire line of the 100 pound club, which is a ton of people, by the way, I get to the very end and I see James and I said, James, tell me how much you've lost. And he told me. And we had a moment and I videotaped him. I sent it to my dad. My dad was thrilled. I'm just telling you, Isagenix, if I don't know what we would do without Isagenix. And I really say that truly of all of the lives that we have saved and helped to transform. And of course, James' transformation is amazing. So he lives in New Britain, Connecticut. He actually joined Isagenix in January of this year, okay, January 2014. He has the rank of manager. He joined the Isobody Challenge right away, okay, right at the beginning of January. He's rolled through two consecutive Isobody Challenges, which obviously they're 16-week runs. He is now into his third challenge, and so we're just thrilled to have him on the line. So with that, welcome, James.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. It was a pleasure meeting you at Celebration.
It was pretty much the highlight of my celebration.
And then, of course, you got to meet my dad at the Founders Gala. How was that?
That was amazing because, as I said, he saved my life. And my goal in going to San Diego is I wanted to at least see him in the Coovers. I wanted to be face-to-face with these people who have changed my life and saved my life, and to get to meet them just blew me away. It was amazing.
Oh, well, I loved it. Well, and of course, you know, my dad is just a big teddy bear. He loved your story. He loved the video. He watched it quite a few times, and we're just thrilled for you. But let's get everybody that's listening in the inside scoop of your story. Before we go into your introduction and your journey and results and all of that, tell everybody what life was like before Isagenix. What were you experiencing?
Well, my life before Isagenix can kind of be summed up in one quote that I will never, ever forget. I'm a performer, not for my income, but I'm a huge community theater performer. I sing in choir. And the only review of all the years doing theater I remember was a reviewer started her review of my performance with, "James Murphy is surprisingly agile, considering his size." And that was when I pretty much realized that, okay, I guess I'm the funny fat guy. That's who I am. And that was probably the worst thing that ever happened to me, because that's when I kind of gave up and accepted that this is who I am. I've tried losing weight 100 times. Nothing works. People loved my voice. I'm funny. I'll always be the sidekick. You don't need to be the leading man. It's okay. But then my mother got sick. She had a long battle with cancer. My husband, bless his heart, does not deal with emotional stress very well. He's a trained chef. So when things get stressful, we eat. And we ate well. My entire family ate very well. We catered chemo for mom, for us and the nurses, like nobody's business. But we got through it. And then 11 months after that, totally out of the blue, my father dropped dead. And that's when my life started to spiral. I emotionally, physically, people trying to help us, my whole family was a wreck. And one of the things, like I said, we ate. When Terry didn't know how to help me, we had pot roast on a Wednesday night. We had Sunday dinner 5 nights a week. And it spiraled out of control. I did a show with my brother a year after mom and dad died. We did a show together, thought, wouldn't this be great to be on stage again? because mom and dad love that. This would be a great way to honor them. But I'd gotten so bad and so overweight and so tired and so sore that my role in the show, it was anything goes, classical, musical, I was basically on the top rail standing there singing to support the people who could actually dance. And I used to be down there even in my larger sizes. I used to be down there dancing with everyone because I can dance pretty well. So it was really disheartening to see that I was no longer surprising agile. I was lucky that I could get up and move and get to where I needed to be. Wow. And that was not fun. Mm-hmm. The one thing I still did was I cantored in my church, and that's pretty much why I came into Isagenics. One of the things that made me open to Isagenics is I'll never forget when my father passed away, four of us were rushing to the hospital from various parts of the state, and my brother called me and said, pull over, take a minute. There's no need to rush. They pronounced him, and we made a deal. He called one sister, I would call the other, because my other brother was already at the hospital with him. And I will never forget that phone call and hearing that pain in someone else's voice. And when I hung up after telling my sister, I knew in my heart that if I didn't do something, the next call she was going to get like that was going to be about me. And that is what opened me up to when Maureen finally came and talked to me about Isagenics, because that was about 6 months before Maureen talked to me, and I was looking for an answer. I couldn't find it. I knew all the other diets I tried hadn't worked. So she came to me about Isagenics. I kind of ignored her the first three times she talked to me, I will admit, because I thought it was just another program. It's not going to work. But the thing about my coach is I knew she was coming to me not because she saw me as a business opportunity to build her business. This is someone I've known my whole life. She was concerned for my health because she could see me ballooning out of control. And she thought she honestly had an answer that would help me. So wow. I went to her expo, and it was the best move I've ever made.
And so the journey began. Wow. I mean, first of all, you brought tears to my eyes sharing that part of your story in thinking about your sister and just your experience and all of the heartache that you've been through. I mean, James, my goodness. And then, of course, Maureen coming in, introducing you to Isagenics. I love the fact that you were skeptical. It's disheartening to see so many people skeptical because of diets failing them in the past. But with Isagenics being a lifestyle and not a diet, it has been the answer that everybody has been looking for their entire weight loss journey. And so your journey began in January. Share with everybody the results that you've had.
Well, I started January 7th at 383 pounds. As of this morning, I was 197 pounds.
Woo-hoo! So
January 7th to September 11th. And I believe that's 186 pounds released. 14 more to go to hit the 200 pound club. In my first 16 weeks, I was down 109 pounds. So I lost 109 pounds in my first Isobody period.
Wow.
As far as the journey goes, I honestly had no idea it would be as easy as it was. And I don't say that to lighten the work, because this is, it's work. And you have to pay attention and concentrate and make it happen. But I was, even when I started it, I was skeptic. But I met people at the expo who had had amazing results. They weren't airbrushed pictures in a magazine. These were real people who I could see the before and after and see how they were and felt. So I said, okay, I can do this. I didn't believe anything they said about I won't have cravings. I won't have issues. I won't want to binge. Your body will be happy. I didn't believe any of that. But I told myself, if they can do it, I can do it because I'm strong and I need to save my life. I need to do this. And wow. Quite honestly, the hardest part about the whole thing was giving up a diet beverage that I was addicted to that I won't mention the name of. But by the end of the first week, when I was finally kind of getting over the addiction to the diet beverage, I didn't even realize I wasn't hungry. I was looking forward to my shake in the morning, and my husband has totally changed the way we cook and eat to the point where he's thinking about writing a cookbook, because the recipes and the way he's been able to take the food that we used to love and say, okay, how can I make that healthy, organic, and good for us? Low carb, healthy carb, and it's changed our world. It's changing our friends' worlds, because our house is the house you come to for a party, for dinner, because you know you're going to eat well. And they still do, but they leave without feeling guilty now. Whereas before, we were the guilty pleasure house for all of our health conscious friends. Now they're like, no, sorry, you got to go someplace else to get that bad stuff, because you're only getting the good stuff here.
Oh my goodness. So you're down 186 pounds. Now share with everybody what your goal is, because you're not quite to your goal. And to think that when you do hit your goal, you will have lost half of your body weight from when you began.
Yes, more than half, because 191.50 is half, and I'm almost there. My goal, realistically, I'm thinking is 170, so I have about 26 pounds more to go. Mm-hmm. My realistic goal as far as all that is, though, I want to make the 200-pound club, because I know I can and I need to.
Well, you're just a few pounds off from that. Okay. That's, yeah.
I will hit there hopefully within 4 or 5 weeks, if not sooner. But after that, one of my theories is to maybe put away the scale unless I need it for a contest and worry about how do I feel, how do I look, how's my body feel and look with working with a trainer. Because then it becomes about, I want to look and feel healthy.
Yes.
I want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. The numbers at that point, to me, stop mattering. As long as I maintain and the numbers don't start going up. But working with a trainer, I'm sure that's not going to be an issue.
Right. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So give us just a visual of your pant size. How many pant sizes have you dropped? I'm sure that the belt that you had before, you can't even, you could probably circle around your waist twice.
They're all gone.
Yep. Hopefully you saved one of those for...
I have one of the belts. I saved some... I was in... I don't want to call them jeans, because they were elastic waist denim pants that weren't really jeans per se. And they were size 52 being pushed to the limit. Mm-hmm. Right before vacation this year, I ordered some jeans online in the size that I thought I'd be wearing. And I'll never forget... That was a two-tier day, as I call it, because I opened the package. They came from the store because I still catalog shop, because that's what fat people do. And I'm working past that, but it's still always shop online, and it comes and I don't have to try it on in a store and be embarrassed. And I remember opening the package of the jeans and bursting the tears, because I'm thinking, there's no way these are going to fit me ever. And to slip them on and have the 36 slim cut jeans be a little loose, I cried again.
Wow.
Because I hold things up and I see them, and I'm just now getting to the point where I see my after picture as me and the before picture as foreign. It hasn't quite crossed over with the clothes yet. So when I get the right size, I look at it and say, oh, that's not going to fit. And it does. It just, every day when I get dressed, it makes my day to put on a pair of jeans. I wear jeans now because they're comfortable, as opposed to having to have a casual pant because you want to look like you fit in, and they're the most uncomfortable thing in your world. When you're oversized, jeans are a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, congratulations on that. That's 36-inch waist. I can imagine that you'll probably drop to a 34.
I have a pair of 34 shorts I bought this summer, feeling optimistic, and maybe by next summer with the training and all that. But I mean, I was always 34, 36 kind of was where I've been most of my high school life. I was never much skinnier than that. So I'm thinking...
You're right where you need to be then.
Where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And I have a belt I worked at G. Fox and Company, a store that no longer, it's now part of Macy's, I think. I mean, was a big company in Connecticut. And I worked there, and I remember my first paycheck, I bought a designer belt there that I probably paid back in 1986. I think I paid $70 for a belt, which for growing
That's
up...
That's a lot of money in the 80s,
that
yes.
That was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that belt, and I can wear it again.
Woohoo!
that was...
Oh, this is great. Now, James, I know everybody's wondering, I mean, 186 pounds, you're going to hit the 200-pound club here shortly. Everybody's probably wondering, what is your pack of choice? What does your Autoship look like? What exactly are you ingesting of Isagenics?
Well, my first 3 months... 2.5 months, I guess. I basically just did the standard 30-day weight loss.
Cleansing and fat burning system, 30-day.
Yes, yep. Yeah, 30-day pack. I finally decided I started trying the bars because I was in a pinch. So I tried a bar instead of a shake because I'm very fortunate. I work from home full time. So having shakes all the time was never an issue. But I tried a bar. I thought, oh, that's kind of tasty. Now my Autoship, it really varies because I have I'm a shopper, so I have a big Isagenics inventory.
Mm-hmm.
But basically my shakes, I usually do a scoop of Isolene Pro and a scoop of Pro, either vanilla or chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I have all the bars except for the peanut butter because I'm just not a peanut butter fan, even though everyone I know raves about the peanut butter being the best one ever. I like the new one, the caramel.
The nutty caramel cashew, the salty and sweet. I know, it's ridiculous.
Because it's not too sweet, it's not too salty.
Yeah.
It's so filling, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very funny with my bars. I limit myself on the bars because I know the shakes, while I'm still on the weight loss journey, the shakes are better for me to keep the weight coming off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is politically correct, but I often will slice up the bars into bite-sized pieces and put
snack.
Them in a bag.
Yeah.
And a great snack or a nice
Absolutely.
Piece of, you know, have a couple of pieces of that and you're just eating protein. You're not eating bad for you and you feel like you're eating a treat.
Now, what about the greens, the fruits, the Ageless Essentials daily pack with Product B? Are you using all of that as well?
I'm using the Ageless Essentials with Product B.
Uh-huh.
I just, with my first Isobody Challenge $200 coupon, I bought the big packs of all three Want More Energy flavors, which I now love putting in my vanilla shakes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The citrus, orange. Mm.
The orange is wonderful. The citrus is reminiscent of key lime pie, as far as I'm concerned, so that's just delicious. The greens I've used in my vanilla shake. I tried the greens in the chocolate shake, didn't love it so much, but in the vanilla, it's good. The fruits, I just haven't got to open yet, but I have one. I bought it, and I just haven't tried it yet because I'm really addicted to the citrus and the orange in the shakes that I keep thinking, oh, I need to try that, but I just go to the orange because I love it so much. It's like a creamsicle, and it's like being 6 years old again.
Right. Now let's talk about cleanse days really fast. Did you ever cut 2-day cleanses? Was that your MO or were you just doing 1 day per week?
I started when I was close. I had a funny moment at the nearing the end of my first challenge. I wanted to hit 100 pounds. And that's when I altered my shake formula and started doing the 2-day cleanses. Because my coach dared me. She said that she would give me, actually Bobby Mattson, one step up from Maureen, said she would give me a box of Isa Delights for every pound over 100 that I hit at the end of my challenge. I hit 100. I hit 109 and she sent me two boxes and I asked her to make a donation to Wounded Warriors in honor of my father with the rest of the money because I didn't need 9 boxes of Isa Delights, even though they keep. I would have eaten them if I had them all. But since then, I actually do, most weeks, I do a 2-day cleanse once a week.
Okay, nice. Now, I will say this. If you do, for those that are listening, if you do do what James is doing, where you're popping 2 cleanse days each week, just make sure that you're making up for calories in your 5 shake and meal days. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, typically the company's standard is up to 3 sets of 2-day cleanses in a month, in a calendar month. So if you do, if you exhaust all of that, you should be fine. But if you do that fourth week, just focus on adding additional calories into and nutrition into your 5 shake and meal days. Just wanted to throw that in.
And that's something I know I was aware of and something I do pay attention to because I still like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually have a little more protein. If I'm having that chicken Caesar salad, I might have more than is necessarily recommended on the chart. But the way I'm looking at it with what I'm working out and the way my results are keep happening, it works for me. I'm not going to stop.
I love that. Well, in closing, James, I mean, your story is so phenomenal. I love it. You've been through so much, and to see you transform your life like this, I know you've got lots of goals. We're all here to support you in your journey, not only physically, but also financially. I know you got some exciting things happening there too, but for people listening in, I mean, to see his before and afters, James' before and afters, it's inspirational. You need to be sharing that with people and sharing James' story. This, obviously, share this podcast. But before we let you go, James, let's just have you give one tip. One tip to all of those that are listening, especially those that are just starting their Isobody Challenge. Because let's face it, you know, when you are, you know, 300 pounds or 250 or 400 pounds and you're just beginning, the thought of being to your goal weight is such a long ways off. And it there's a gap in most people can't see that vision, can't see that far ahead. But obviously the results are coming. What one tip can you pass on to everybody to help maximize their results or to add to their journey?
I think that the biggest thing that helped me get there was, first of all, I followed the plan. I got that 30-day system with the shake day guide and the cleanse day guide, and especially for the first couple of months, I followed that religiously because I didn't know enough about nutrition and other things to vary it because I didn't know how varying would affect it or affect me. I knew Isogenics knew what they were doing, so I followed the plan. But the biggest thing for me was I know what my long-range goal was, but I set my short-term goal. I wanted to lose 50 pounds in the first 3 months. I lost 58. That gives you that goal. Then you shoot for that next 25. The next, you know, make the 100, make the 75, make 150. If you have those short-term goals and you work like mad to get to them, you have that victory. And when you have that victory, you feel empowered. You know you can do it. You can move on to the next victory. If you're just looking out at this huge end run that's so far down the line, I never in a million years thought I'd be sitting here saying, I'm 14 pounds away from 200 pounds released. That's so foreign to me, it's not even funny. But I got there because I worked for that first 50, and mm-hmm. then I worked for 75 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
And you set those doable goals, you don't set yourself up to fail because you achieve them. And once you achieve something, you're empowered to keep going and achieve more.
Yeah, absolutely. So don't deviate from the plan and set those short-term goals to get you one foot in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other, and enjoy the journey as you go. That's the other thing is exactly. I mean, you don't want it to be boring. It doesn't need to be like a piece of lettuce and a carrot. You know what I'm saying?
Not
like,
at all.
Obviously, James, your husband is figuring out some very creative, organic, healthy meals. Search online, make sure you've got the spice of life, which is the variety and the aspect. Change your shakes up, pop in a bar here and there, just drench your body with the Isogenics. And like Jim says, Isogenics is his food and food is his supplement. And if you do that, that's when all of the results come in. So James, I just want to thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for opening your heart, sharing your story, being an inspiration to everybody. Good luck on hitting the 200-pound club and advancing in rank with your business. And it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. And for everybody that's listening in, thank you for being with us. And make sure that your teams know where to tap into all of the podcasts, isogenicspodcast.com. And until next time, everyone, have some fun. Best of luck. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.